He's Mike Bordick. Bordy, what's up?
Hey, Bob. How's it going, man?
It's going all right. And, you know, I'm sure you were like me and a lot of Oriole fans, frustrated English voice, watching what was going on there for two games against the Royals. Yeah. The bases loaded, nobody out. The pop-up, I said it earlier, when Santander popped up, I looked at my daughter and said, we're done. And I was wearing my Oriole hat. I said, we're done. And they were, basically. But a season-long, especially second-half magnified, problemo with them, inability to hit with runners in scoring position. What happened? And last year, they were the number one team in baseball in that area. This year, one of the worst. What changes philosophically to make that a strength into a weakness all of a sudden?
Oh, wow. You know, it's really hard to, I guess, put a finger on that. I think one of my concerns, and I worry about, especially with a really young team, is, you know, just so many voices trying to figure out, you know, how to get out of slumps, how not to go into slumps, what to work on. And guys are just having a hard time. They were grinding the whole second half, struggling and could not find any consistency really all the way through. I mean, Gunnar stayed pretty consistent, but, you know, some of the key bats just disappeared for this team offensively, and they just couldn't recover. And I don't know exactly if you just put blame on or who to put blame on. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to obviously hold the players responsible. I think some of the young guys, maybe too early, Jackson Holliday, Mayo, for sure, they come to mind, the struggles that they had. But O'Hearn really scuffled the second half. Santander never hit for average, right? But his power was always there. Just guys so inconsistent. And I think the first half, especially the first couple months, man, everybody was clicking. Like 1 through 9 was enjoying some success. Adley was swinging the bat well. We were all saying, oh my gosh, we've got like 2 or 3 potential MVPs on this team. Next thing you know, Westberg's a huge contributor and maybe one of the key cogs in the offense. So I'll make a couple excuses. Him getting hurt was a huge setback. Adley losing his swing was a huge setback because I think so many players look up to him, and when he's scuffling, I think everybody just kind of follows suit. You know what I mean? Because that's how impactful I think he was on this organization. And when he went down, it just seemed like the whole offense really struggled to find themselves and never really did. We were all hopeful there that last week, right, when everybody got healthy again, and we were really all in on that. Their health is going to be their wealth, and they still couldn't overcome, I guess, just the quality of the pitching, the inability to make adjustments, and the inability to come up with the big hit in multiple opportunities.
Now, Bordy, we're going to have all off season to address these things, but we have limited time here on a Total Request Thursday. Corbin Burns, assumption has been he's gonzo. Scott Boras did not have a great offseason getting his free agent signed. I mean, even the owner of the Arizona Diamondbacks said signing Montgomery was one of the worst things I've ever done in the history of mankind, even though Montgomery had fired Boras, whatever it is, paraphrasing a little bit. Do the Orioles at least make a fair, should they, at least make a fair effort to keep him around? Because by all accounts, he really did like playing for the Orioles.
Well, absolutely. And I kind of think they're in a favorable position there. He had one of his best years ever. He was going to be the Cy Young Award winner again had he not stumbled in the month of August. But he regrouped and became pitcher of the month. I mean, he was a Cy Young type pitcher pretty much all season long. And the Orioles have not seen an ace like that in a long time, since maybe Mussina. So, I mean, it goes back there. So this is the deal. You got to at some point pay, and you better get something really good. And we have seen really good. If you want to have a chance next year, you've got to have a frontline arm like this. Do we hope Kyle Bradish turns into the Cy Young again? There are no guarantees on any of these Tommy John surgeries. There are no guarantees at all how they're going to come back. We saw that with John Means. Tommy John, he's coming back. Oh my gosh, Tommy John again. Are you kidding me? So there are no guarantees with these guys. You got to get what you can. I think Corbin Burns likes it here. He looks very comfortable here. I think there's a great opportunity to sign him. also because of the fear of the free agency. How can those guys not be signed to multi-year deals? Snell and Montgomery. I mean, they both get one-year deals, and now they got to go prove themselves again. Corbin Burns can get locked up. I think there's a great opportunity, and the Orioles got to take a great shot at that.
Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick joining us here. Vinny at Haney 105.7 The Fan. Our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, which sadly has come to an end for the 2024 season. Assess the job Brandon Hyde did in 2024, because as you would imagine, Mike, a lot of people want him to be the ex-manager of the Orioles today.
Yeah, I think it's really hard as the game has evolved, right? So has the big league managers, the life of a big league manager, and how they, I think, approach the game. Now, I'm not going to directly compare Brandon Hyde to Kevin Cash, but in my opinion, Kevin Cash was the first truly run manager by analytics. Every move he made was because an algorithm told him this is the higher percentage, do that. We witnessed it in the World Series with one of the greatest pitching performances ever, and the whole world was shocked when Kevin Cash went out and took Blake Snell out of a World Series game when he was dominating the best offense in all of baseball. And that's what he did. Now, Kevin Cash is great at dealing with players, getting the most out of them and having them buy into this new system. And it seems like they have success because of it. They have sustainable success, and they give guys opportunities. Now, that being said, that is kind of where Brandon Hyde is, I feel. I think he's a really good baseball guy. I think he's there to keep young guys focused and in line and develop at the major league level. And I think there are a lot of things that are run by the Orioles that are analytic. Now, I could be completely off base right there, but I think the bulk of his decision-making is pretty much right by the analytic book.
Now, Bordy, Jim Palmer was saying this morning on the morning show that he wished that, because they were asking him about the batting, the hitting and stuff, and he says, well, Terry Crowley has coached some of the best hitters of all time, and they didn't even talk to him, and they should have guys like him around at least to go ask him questions, along with a guy like Mike Bordick, who didn't have an error in over 100 games, and we've had a shortstop with 24 errors.
Well, I agree, I guess, in a sense, because I only think experience bodes well for any player that plays at the major league level. And I know and accept the fact the terminology and the game of itself has changed, right? It's a different ball game, but forever the game's been based on numbers. And I think, how do you get the most out of players? It's not by giving them a number. It's by encouraging them to persevere and build determination and try to get the most out of everything their body can give to be the best baseball athlete they can be. So there are a lot more things that come into that. And some of it is just the experiences players have had through the course of their incredible careers. Terry Crowley played with the greatest hitter of all time, Pete Rose. You don't think he learned something from that approach that he couldn't give to another player? He worked with David Ortiz, one of the greatest clutch performers in MLB history. He was his batting coach with the Twins. I had great success with him. Listen, like I said, numbers are great. In the heat of the battle, simplifying the game at any level becomes paramount. And I think sometimes it's hard to bring that back when there are so many numbers and voices going on.